This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Fuad Abdullahi Bawa from Sierra Leone, West Africa. If I happen to catch one Laylatul Qadr, then it would mean that I have worshipped for 83 years. And if my life is far lesser than that, why do I need to pray 5 times a day? That's a very good question. That if I pray all last 10 nights of Ramadan, I get Laylatul Qadr. That means I have done ibadah for the full life of mine. It is equivalent to 1,000 months, as Allah says in Surah Qadr, chapter number 97. So why do I have to pray 5 times? What you fail to realize, that whenever the Prophet says that all your sins are forgiven, if you fast during the month of Ramadan with sincere faith and seeking reward, all your sins will be forgiven. If you do Qiyam during all the nights of Ramadan, all your sins will be forgiven. If you do Qiyam in Laylatul Qadr, all your sins will be forgiven. It is understood, as one hadith says, that from this Ramadan to that Ramadan, all your sins will be forgiven, as long as you stay away from the major sins. So the major sins will not be forgiven. And praying 5 times Salah is a fard. It's one of the pillars of Islam. If you don't pray 5 times Salah deliberately, it's a major sin. So even if you fast the full month of Ramadan, or do Qiyam in the full month of Ramadan, or Qiyam in Laylatul Qadr, or worship all the nights, it will not compensate for your major sin. For your major sin, you have to do istighfar separately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness and the criteria we had discussed earlier, and inshallah Allah may forgive. But all these acts that the Prophet says in hadith that your past sins will be forgiven, these are only limited to the minor sins. So you cannot say that I will seek Laylatul Qadr and then I don't have to pray. No, you have to do all the major faraiz, you have to do the minor sins, inshallah will be forgiven. But yet, that doesn't mean that if I get Laylatul Qadr or if I fast the full month of Ramadan, I keep on doing sins, because we know that we are human beings, we err. Your past sins are gone, but what about the new sins that are going to come? That is the reason, even if you do these activities, you see to it that you abstain from major sins as well as minor sins. Because you don't know when will you die. And even if your past minor sins are forgiven, what about the future ones? What you have done recently? So see to it that even if you do this ibadah, you continue abstaining from all the sins as much as possible.